Yo. What's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast. Don't hang out too long because dead air ain't too good.
Back again.
Because, you know, dead air ain't too good. It doesn't sound too good, you know, like dead air on there.
Back again.
My name's Juice English.
You know who I am.
We don't actually know who you are because this is season three.
Okay, season three, Saxon King in the house.
Episode one.
Episode one. Of,
you know what I mean? Never done this before. Except for in season one and two. And this is the Hard Food Podcast.
Yeah.
What's good? Back again.
Season three. Timbo Slice in the building.
Timbo Slice is in the building. Yeah. That's the cameraman, contributor. DJ is in the building.
What?
Engineer contributing as well.
Yeah.
And this is episode one. I think it's episode like 160 something technically, but let's just start fresh.
Episode one, season three.
Nice to meet you guys.
One.
How's everyone doing?
One. Is that a semicolon?
One semicolon.
Huh? Season three. One.
How was your summer?
Summer's been ass. But we'll get to subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe. All that thing there. Like, add us on socials.
Share.
Add us on TikTok.
OnlyFans. The OnlyFans is coming. It's not just for sex. Not just for nastiness.
What would you put on OnlyFans?
Just content. Extra content.
What content?
Just extra content. Like bonus content. Like
Man was extra on the bone.
Yeah, like bonus.
Bone
on the bonus holes.
Bone us.
No, bone.
Bone you.
No.
Bone you, fam.
Do the S.
You on your own for that one.
Bonus content. Extra footage and that kind of stuff.
See, man saying extra foot.
Extra. Yo, would you though? Would you sell feet on Instagram?
No!
Not Instagram, OnlyFans.
No!
But if you had nice feet, would you though?
No! That's just me though.
Because you got nice feet.
My feet are fine.
If you say so. Yeah.
See this? This is how man feel like get to be like shamed into feeling insecure about a thing. Listen.
If you had nice feet, you might sell them?
I got a nice face. Am I selling my face?
Yes.
No.
Sponsors and that on the podcast, isn't it? It's technically your face, isn't it? Well, yeah, what are we saying? What's good?
What are you saying? How are you?
How am I? I'm good. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be doing this. Glad to be back again. And I'm glad that the week is coming to an end.
Why?
It's just been one of those weeks.
It's been a long one.
Not even been rough, but non-stop. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know when it doesn't start. Yeah, that's actually how it felt, but without the Harlem Shakes and that. Yeah, we get this pulled, you know. We get the YouTuber put that like 30 seconds of silence where.
You say that, fam. You know what? Like, you say that.
Because you know, Google said they can pull you up for the humming now, innit? You can search songs by humming on Google. So surely they can pull you up on that. Not what you're using.
Man can't hum. So what if someone said to me, oh, you know that tune? Which one?
Silence.
Diddy's gonna be like
YouTube would just silence it. Just a wall of dead
air. Mad.
I'm serious. Literally, you can hum as much as you want, just not on live content.
No, you know what? With that being said, they won't silence it. They'll take it down, then you have to silence it.
Imagine.
Oh, is that you have to edit it yourself.
Man can't hum. What kind of foolishness is that?
Yeah, it's like if you do the song and then Google or YouTube be like sounds like
that sounds like you're humming.
Yeah, I got no idea what you're humming on. So you safe, we safe, we bless. I was your week though.
So man really can't hum.
Anyhow. I'm good. Been one of those normal weeks, just it's like you're kind of trying to keep all the wheels turning.
How many wheels you got?
10.
10 wheels?
10 wheels.
Like a pickup truck, like Optimus Prime.
Literally. Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
I mean, did you make use of Prime Day yesterday?
Nah.
Yeah, Amazon Prime Day was yesterday and yesterday and day before.
Nah, yeah, man. I don't really use Amazon, you know. But
yeah.
I can use Amazon. What?
Obviously, like anyone can.
No, I mean, if Amazon. They want to like send man some vouchers or something.
You know, like some people like be getting Amazon parcels like every day.
Yeah. I'm not one of them guys. No.
I'm not gonna. I'm old school. I still go on the website, find what I want, then I just pull up to the shop.
Why would you do that?
I just want to see it in person.
You just want it like immediately.
What shop?
Yeah, that as well.
What shop?
Argos usually.
So you're going Amazon. You're going Amazon to look at Argos.
No, I didn't say Amazon. I'm just saying, I'll go on Argos. I'll go on like JD.com.
Man's going to Amazon.
I mean, if you
going
can.
Going to Argos.
If you can. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I actually would. If he wants to wait 3 to 5 working days for their parcel, like, let me just drive.
Fam, that's what
send me the postcode.
That's their prime.
Yeah, but how much is prime? Like $7.99 a month.
$8.99.
Yeah, but you got to make use of it. I ain't ordering that much offline.
They watch football.
Yeah, what, for the 2 games a season, the put on there.
Nah, last season, one was like Man City. No, it was.
Yeah.
I think it was Man City. Who did the play away? Like Leeds.
And I feel like Chelsea got slapped by Brentford, so yeah, I don't need to watch Prime.
How do you feel about Chelsea actually?
I don't feel about Chelsea. I'm very happy about Chelsea. I feel like we've got the right man in charge. We've trimmed down the squad, and the kit looks nice. Yeah. Poch.
What about Modric?
Evidence to suggest that he's the right man. He's a people person. He's a man manager, and he's got success.
There's lots in of
League
men
One.
There.
League
lots
One.
Of men there.
League One.
Yeah. League One.
He won. Yeah. League One. So.
Fam, I could manage Mbappe.
You haven't though. We haven't.
I could manage. Haven't though. Mbappe, Messi, haven't, and Neymar, and win Liga.
I don't think Arteta could though.
I'm pretty sure he
didn't. He did, not in his first season, but he did.
Well, that's it's a bit weird still because like with Poch, he's the team that he should have won with. He just didn't.
But I feel like he could. Like no, I feel like no. Sorry, I feel like he's the right man for the job right now.
Why?
So I feel like he could.
What is there to do? You tell me.
To build a culture within the club.
Build a culture.
The club is broken. The club is new. New and broken. And I feel like we need someone in that's gonna bring everyone together.
So what you're trying to say is that you fully believe and understand that it's more of a project right now. It's project seasons right now.
I've got that from the beginning. The Americans came in and said, yo, this is a long-term project. It's in fireman after 5 weeks. So, and everyone was vexed. Like, yeah. But, yeah. But you asked me about summer. How's summer been? I kind of forgot it's summer, you know.
It is summer.
It's been very wet. It's been a wet summer. An ass. It's been ass as well. It's been dead. It's been wet ass. And not the good kind.
It's not wet. It's just wet.
It's just wass. But not the good kind.
Okay.
Nah, it's cold and wet.
It's
very
been,
wet.
It has been raining a lot.
Yeah.
And to be fair,
I had a big coat on over there.
It's not.
I had a big coat.
The Arsene Wenger.
That one was in the car as well. Oh, yeah. Trauma. Yeah, I know.
So, summer ain't felt like summer. And.
Angel wings in the car. I might order another one though, to be fair. I feel like that coat was legendary, to be fair. After I bought that coat, I've seen everyone in them.
They all copied you, yeah.
I feel like everyone copied me.
They copied your flow.
Yeah. I copied Wenger, and then everyone copied me. That's how I feel like it.
So that means you really take it. You really take it.
I reintroduced it. Yeah.
Everyone else?
Yeah. I reintroduced it into the masses.
I believe you.
I swear down.
I believe
I was
you.
Everywhere in that court, innit?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, see?
We know.
Everywhere saw it.
Exactly.
Everywhere saw
more
it.
More people saw you than Wenger.
I wouldn't say that. But more people saw me in 2018 than they saw Wenger.
True.
It's
true.
The,
there you go.
It's the juice card. It's not the Wenger card.
Nah, it's not the Wenger card anymore. Juice jacket. That's
I was saying the juice robe, but that's cool.
But yeah. Summer's been, yeah. It's one of them ones.
Summer's dead, yo.
It's kind of like, because...
We ain't even got a song of the summer.
There is.
What's the song of the summer?
There's that, what call?
Don't tell me about Man Don't Dance or something like that.
No. That, Byron Ting. Byron Ting.
I heard that entire way on there.
I saw him performing it at Wireless.
Taliban's. Don't hold me. Wait, you went to Wireless?
No.
Oh. So how did you see it?
I saw it on Instagram. Like, I can see everything.
Oh.
Bam, I don't go wireless. Are you mad? Them places aren't for me.
You need a VR headset.
You think I can go there with that many people breathing and sweating all over you? No, sir.
Why are they all going to be breathing and sweating all over you, though?
Because it's hot, and I'm a big guy. That means, with my surface area, there's about 5 people's sweat that's going to touch my skin.
I've never heard anyone refer to their own surface area. I'll tell you that. My surface area, like, is a room.
Look at me, yeah. Think about it, yeah. That's literally an average-sized person this side. They're going to be sweating all on my arm, my chest.
Mm.
And then, I'm just like, bro, move. And then another person, exactly the same. And then they're going to be 2 people on the side. And they're going to be trying to rub up my tricep because it kind of sticks out. And then you're going to have people behind me that are trying to push me forward. And I'm going to feel mad awkward and mad uncomfortable. And that's why I don't go to these places.
So you don't go to live events? So would you go
the last to... The last live event I went to was Chris Brown. With the white,
that was over there.
That was seated, and it was a while ago.
That was May, innit?
Yes, was it May?
That was May. That was not even a season ago.
March. I'm sure it was March.
was it March? No, I wasn't really.
I had seats and I wasn't near people.
So, would you go and see Usher?
No.
Why not? Shook.
I'm not shook of, you know why? Because
Usher Raymond.
Game recognized game, innit?
Real recognized real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously. And Usher would see me all whamming that. And he'd be like, he wouldn't do that. He'd tell do you that for sure.
I had
he
to
would
stop
not the be, superstar. He would not yeah, be yeah. doing that. That is not the superstar.
You'd see him and be like,
No. It doesn't sound like that.
What song is he singing to people's girl? Usher's a menace, that's all I know. Usher's out here. But he's actually looking for people in relationships to steal you, girl.
I think...
So you, like...
In my opinion...
You have to be secure to go there.
I think that it's down to the woman. Because, anyhow, it's like, for example, it's like the Chris Brown thing. When Breezy calls the girl on stage, the girl's got to make a decision. Am I going to go on stage and let this man destroy my relationship? Or I'm going to be like, nah, I'm calm. Or with Usher...
Is your relationship secure enough, though?
Or is with Usher, yeah, he sings to them, but it's a point that in this Keke Palmer situation, I think that she was wearing?
Yeah.
It didn't help, bro.
What was she wearing, though? She had a batty out, innit?
Yeah.
The cakes.
Yes, and that's the thing.
So what grounds
did you
really have?
Wait, who has?
My man.
Oh, her boy. Wait. Okay, explain the story.
So, basically, yeah, Keke Palmer's man come on the gram after she was there.
I seen the tweet.
Was out, whatever.
He's like, oh, you're a mum.
And then
you're a mother.
And then the thing is, though, he was seen like a few weeks before that on the gram or on Twitter or whatever, and she's there showing her body.
Yeah.
Now, the fact is, some people could say, yo, at the end of the day, yeah, you were okay with it there, but you're not okay with it there.
Because he wasn't on stage with Usher
and whatever. But from the same time, you could say that when he records it, he's in control of the situation.
Yeah.
You get me? When he's not there and she's there with Usher, it's like it's out of his control.
That is the issue, though. If your wife's half naked, you want to be around.
if
you're not around, you're kind of sweating, especially if Usher's around, hitting high notes around your girl and that.
Relax. Because I know we're all doing the joke.
Hitting the high notes.
Be honest. Usher's like,
was Lena the plug hitting the high notes?
Is that to you, to this new lady?
That don't make no difference, though.
Respectfully, the thing that's
even worse.
No, the thing is, like, the thing that's embarrassing more about it is the fangirl
behavior,
reaction behavior that she's giving.
Yeah.
Now, that's the thing that would be like, yo, relax.
But that's why Usher's got free license to do it. He can go to it, because obviously, if he's in a relationship, married and that as well, he can go to anyone.
But,
you get me?
Did you see the way that Winnie Harlow.
Look how she was acting.
You see the way that Winnie Harlow.
She sat on a man's lap in it.
Okay.
See, I don't read that either.
Cool.
I can't stand Carl Coos.
I don't rate that.
I think he's an absolute...
Did he pull her on his lap?
She got up and sat on his lap. But
I just
think in general, he's just a beg. Like...
Who?
Carl Kuzma.
Oh, I don't even
know. I can't stand him. He's an idiot, man. I can't stand him.
Nah, but if his girl got up and put herself on his lap, all right, that's
no. It's not. I'm not on about that. I've gone past that. Oh. Okay. I write Winnie Harlow. Yo, you did your thing, girl. You know what I mean? You held your man down. You showed that he's a sausage. And the fact is that it's just him, man. It's just annoying. I find him annoying. Like, you know when you're in a team and you got just one waste, man. And you're like, yo, we're all sick, and you're not.
Oh, is this nothing to do with Usher now?
But he thinks he's sick.
Everyone else is sick.
You get me? But he's not. And it's like, you wear these mad clothes to get attention.
Kyle
now,
Kuzma.
Yeah. If you were sick, super sick, I'd say, fair enough. You can wear the more outlandish stuff, but you're not.
No.
Kyle Kuzma. I've never heard of this guy. Why has he got you so rattled?
Because he's annoying.
Do you know him personally?
I think it's Kuz.
Who do I know personally?
I'm asking. So I'll just ask. Kyle Kuzma.
Team, give me your thoughts.
The thing with Kuzma. Kuzma's his
I've never seen this guy. It looks like he's been created on like NBA default character. He actually looks like an NBA default character.
This is a real man.
When you press randomize, and it's like, yeah, yeah, there you go.
Kuzma is, you know what? We'll leave all that stuff alone because then I'm not here to slander Kuzma. It's to talk about the situation.
Never seen this guy.
I'll slander him.
Thanks. Yeah, Winnie Harlow did what you would want your girl to do.
Mm. I don't know, you know. Well.
Now, but the thing is, so, like, I said it's the embarrassment. Now, if, let's say, the shoe was on another foot, yeah?
Yeah.
If, what's her name's baby dad went out to, let's say it was Rihanna was performing.
Yeah.
She was on stage and she looked good and whatever.
Yeah.
You know there would be a lot of people slating him, saying, oh, look, you don't have to behave when this girl's rare.
Depends how he's behaving, though, innit? Because, okay, really and truly, yeah, really and truly.
You know what it is?
Nah, well, no, how are you?
Let me land.
But she wasn't as good.
Let him land. Go on. Make him go on.
There's a part here where there's a video where Kiki saw Usher and he's obviously topless singing the song.
Yeah.
And she's like, proper fangirl, like, oh my
god. Yes, I'm saying if a man was doing that to Rihanna, then it's drama, isn't it? But really and truly, if Rihanna or any girl pulls you on stage, you gotta kind of hold it down like you've been in this situation before. Like,
oh, you look like that you from that Janet Jackson video. You seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen a couple. Like, man going crazy, basically. Like, yeah, like, I ain't gonna lie, if Beyonce pulled me on stage, I'm like, what would I be? Like, they're gonna be like, yo, I've never been here before.
Juice would walk up there and dap her.
Yeah, and the whole, you know what I mean? Like, I'm comfortable in these surroundings.
And she's there singing.
Ain't gonna be like, ah.
Juice is there standing there looking at Jay in the crowd.
Yeah, no, I do one of these. Like, yo, I see Jay. You get me? Like, I see ya.
I see you.
You get me? All respect.
I'll take the dinner in, over.
Tell your man, yeah, I'll take the dinner. Loud of money.
I said that. You man, Davis, one though. Did you see that video put in the group? It's like, when you take the when you choose a dinner with R. Kelly over the 50k.
I didn't watch it. I was like,
what the hell is
wrong
with this guy? Why?
Pandora's getting wet still. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like you gotta hold it down when you're on stage in those situations. I've never been in those situations. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, if like Kendrick Lamar pulled me on stage, I'll probably go mad still. Like, loyalties and royalties. Yeah.
He's waiting to get the mic. You know, just
Give him the mic.
Take it
out!
The man changed the DJ, changed the song. Yo, I don't like that song. I don't like that song.
Can we play on the B side, please?
Yeah.
Run my shit,
nigga. Even, man.
I think even if... okay, who would you go crazy for on stage if you got pulled up?
No
man
one.
Or woman?
No one.
You wouldn't?
No one.
I know for a fact. If Usher called you...
Bro, no, I'm too
Usher.
Old.
If Chris Brown called you on the stage that day, you wouldn't go...
No.
You wouldn't even go on the stage. You go on the stage, And you dance, I know.
I wouldn't even dance.
You drop two music.
You know what? You're lying for the camera.
No,
the thing is, yeah, you know what it is? Like, because the age I'm at, bro, like, it's like, you're just another guy, innit?
No, but you're
just another guy.
Yeah, but as a guy.
And why would I go on like that? Because that looks weird, fam. Like,
you're just going to go up there and dance?
You go up there and you pop lock and do this.
Not you got served.
Fam, that's what you would do, though. Like, I know it.
This is not you got served.
Go up there and dance,
man.
That's why.
Yeah.
You're going to be out of sync with the backing
dancers. But I know you know the routines as well, you know. No, the music video, Fine China, and that. Yeah, you should do one.
Put it this way, yeah. I can't say anyone.
Generic or?
No.
If you could on stage, you'd sit down cross leg.
Nah. I wouldn't even. You know what's mad? Like, the only person I would have got hyped for was DMX.
Obviously, I was just about to say, you know, I thought, let me just, like, God rest the dead.
Stage and start barking at him.
Yeah, I would.
He probably would have responded to that well, though.
He probably would have.
Yeah.
He probably would have liked that.
Damn, nigga!
Honestly, like, I think...
I'll go crazy for...
You go crazy for a lot of people.
Not that many, you know. Not that many, realistically. Not that many. Kanye. Yeah, oh, that's Kanye, though. That's Kanye, no. You can't just like
pull out. Yeah, you see,
yeah, that's Kanye. Yeah, like, no, but that's like one of the five that I'd probably go crazy for. You get me on stage?
Okay, so Kanye, Kendrick.
Wait, 1 sec. So this is Kendrick. Go crazy, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I'll go crazy. Travis. Like Travis. Yeah, I was gonna say Travis. Nah, but that's reasonable. You can't go crazy today. Nah, I wouldn't go crazy.
Imagine, yeah.
Definitely those three.
Imagine that Kanye called you up on stage.
Yeah.
And
then he brought out Travis Scott.
And then Kendrick came out.
Nah, don't do that. I'll be like, what's going on? Like, yo. I don't even know where to look.
Man said, don't do that, yo.
And I'll be like, yo, I got bars, yo. I used to rap. Gin and Juicy, 2013. Yeah. Oh, let me air drop you a tune. Nah, for real. Like, yo. SoundCloud links and everything. I'm trying to think who else I'd go crazy for on stage, to be fair. Death or Travis, Death or Kendrick, Death or Kanye. I don't even know.
Is that it for you?
Don't clown me, but I probably... Nicki Minaj. I'll probably go.
The King Bob.
Nah, that ain't wild, though.
Nah. You don't understand. The key is the King Bob.
Not King. I'll give that to King. King Nas. You know, little Nas X. Now he's King Bob. He can take that.
He took your throne.
Yeah, but you know how like Safari was in the background. That's how I'd be. Pink T-shirt. Check it out. Yo, I'm there. I'd for Nicki Minaj. That's my four, because Mount Rushmore's four, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll give you that. That's my four.
Yeah. Adrian, do you have a go?
Oh, ooh, like maybe. Nah. Rick Ross in the prime. I would have. But that's just the tune. Not even for him. That's the tunes. You can't be on the stage and not, you know, Lex Luger and them productions there.
I just want anyone.
Bro, you wouldn't. Like, he's too cool, man.
Just DMX. He's too cool. That's it.
Just DMX.
I know Meek Mill.
Nah.
Meek Mill called you on stage.
No.
And is that it?
No.
What's the tune that everyone...
I'm trying to think, what's the...
Is that the one that everyone...
I'm trying to figure, they're like, hold on, wait a minute. And then just flashing the mic.
No.
I know for a fact, it's not going to be that.
I wouldn't.
Hold on, wait a minute.
The only people that are probably like, get hyped,
it's not...
is someone like Deluxe.
Okay, I can
just
because
of DMX.
Deluxe.
Meet me or pulls you on stage, and the beat drops, and he says, hold on, wait a minute.
No.
You wouldn't say, y'all thought I was finished?
Yeah, obviously, I'd say that. Obviously, I would, you know, say the lyrics.
I'm not
getting gas.
How are you not getting gas to Dreams and Nightmares?
I'm not getting gas like that.
No one's too cool to not get gas at Dreams
I'm not
and
getting
nightmares.
Mad gas.
You are, man. Just capping, man. What? You going to the Travis Scott concert at the Pyramids.
At where?
The Pyramids. Is it Giza?
Yeah.
Is that you say Giza?
In Egypt.
Yeah.
Nah, I think I've got other things to be doing.
I suppose he's releasing his album, Utopia, at the Pyramids in Giza.
I'll tell you what, yeah, I think it's iconic.
I think it's sick.
Listen, all I need from Travis Scott is to get a pair of them crepes, yeah, and I'm done. I'm okay. Nice. I'm calm. I'm nice. Give me a pair of them golf shoes, yeah, because every single time on the sneakers app, I try and enter and I never get them and I'm vexed for the rest of the day and it just upsets me. Now, just get me a pair of these golf ones. I don't play golf. However, they look good in my wardrobe. So, let's just make that happen. And I might even buy your album.
I might.
His album's going to be amazing.
Like the last time?
Like the last one. Okay. The last one should have won all the awards, to be fair.
All of them.
All of them. You never listen to Travis Scott album? What do you listen to? What do you listen to?
Some of them. I listen to the last one.
Astroworld.
Because of the pod.
Yeah.
And out You hadn't even heard
Birds in the Trap? Single night.
I said the full. I'm on about like the full album.
Yeah.
I've listened to Tunes. Yeah. I'm listening.
James Harden. Oh, is that who's talking at the start?
Anyway.
Oh, okay.
In terms of albums, that was the first one I listened to. In Tunes, yes, I've heard Tunes. But albums, that was the first one I listened to. But and even then, out the full album, I'd only say the tunes that I liked were Sicko Mode, the first tune, and... No.
Track one to seven.
Bystanders.
Track one to seven.
Yeah.
Maybe eight. Complete fire. Absolute fire.
And then what happens?
Still good, but the hype kind of goes and it kind of levels off.
That's what I was on. Only a few tunes, like three or four. Yeah. But that's
it's
just
about
me.
14. That's me. 16 tracks long.
Something like that.
But the first, Stop Trying to Be God, No Bystanders, and I don't want to wake. Like, all of it.
That's
hard.
You, though. That's all your sound.
But, yeah, literally go to the live event and get sweated all over music. Yeah,
That music doesn't really get sweated all over.
But you should be able to appreciate the production.
I can appreciate it. It's just
It's actually really, really, really good music.
I mean,
Travis Scott. So I'm really, really looking forward to Utopia, and it's been anticipated for a long time.
So someone like Travis Scott, my view on someone like that is he's someone that obviously has like undeniable cultural impact
but
at the same time it's just like, okay, I don't really care. Same way how white people are going crazy about the Beatles. I'm just like, okay, cool, but I don't really care about the Beatles.
Yeah,
but what do you care about?
What do I care about?
Yeah, just what so I got like a reference point of what you're into.
I like what I
like ABBA and that.
Yeah. I'll be slapping Dancing Queen on in the morning to get my day going.
Yeah, same.
It's just what I do.
Same, to be fair.
You know how it goes.
Mm. Now, money as well, isn't it?
Money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, big
tunes. It's all about the money.
Mm. Must be funny, though.
Manifestation in that.
Mm.
Straight manifestation. I just be listening to music. I like what I like. I don't really be...
And secretive with this playlist.
Nah, because it's just like what I like. And I listen to music, but if I was to tell you what I listen to, it's like... One day it might be jazz, the next day it might be reggae, the next day it might be some hip hop. But I'm not really with like the super, super current shit.
Yeah.
So like the super current sounds, I haven't really been updated with current music since like 2016 in terms of like...
Put it, so like in terms of in current music, bro, no word of a lie, unless it's something that sticks out to me, I'm not really there because I'm kind of like, I see an angle from everything. And because I see a point of view that's trying to be pushed upon the consumer or an agenda that's being pushed on the consumer or a stereotype or a way that they want the culture to turn to, I kind of like veer away from it.
Yeah.
So, for example, like, I'm not knocking him. Not knocking him.
I feel like you're gonna sell Lil Uzi.
I'm not knocking him.
That's a big ass knock.
Yeah, but I can't stand Central C.
Oh, I hear it. I don't really rate him like that.
The thing is, yeah, I like Dave, but I have not listened to their project.
New Dave's kind of boring, you know. Let's get into that. Let's get into this, like because Dave and Central C now, like in the UK scene, they're people that like would be regarded as like kind of just front runners in the
yeah.
But like, I'm not really a fan of New Dave.
What's New Dave? Like the last album, Pink cover.
Let's say Dave post Drake shouting him out.
Yeah,
that's just Dave, isn't it? Let's say he didn't have a career before then, but that's where
I'm talking about. I'm talking about music here, like just solely music. So I'm saying, Dave, post Drake shouting him out, is where his music started to take a more drastic turn. I believe his music started to get slightly less interesting.
I can't disagree. And but then Central C, it's still good music.
Good music, subjective.
Mm.
I feel like the good music thing could be true, but I feel like also at the same time, he's maybe not rapping.
I just think
he's not rapping as well as he could.
I just look at the whole upticks and like, don't get me wrong, I do like Diggity. I do. I think the boy is so cold.
Diggity. Yeah.
You get me? And
I always get confused with him and Dig That.
It's like, because I see him raw.
Mm.
You get me? And obviously his story is what it is, and people might say, but how can you like him but you don't like him? And it's just something about, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, it's just something about Central C I can't take to.
And I Central feel C like, gives me Mabel Plant vibes.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
But like, I don't know enough about him to really say. I just feel like,
because
I feel like everything's going for him.
Yeah,
but maybe he's done it all himself. I don't know.
His management is sick.
Yeah.
His management are sick. However, I just feel like there's things that like, it's just the way, you see, if like the media are too for you.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I get, nah, yeah. Because it seems a bit like...
It's because you're a contrarian, you know?
I'm not in that regard. It's like, when all of the media is for you and everything's going for you, I'm like, yo, bro, like, where's the pushback?
It's a bit sus, isn't it?
It's a bit sus.
It's a bit sus, like when someone just comes out and like you really think he has...
I know he's not an overnight success.
No, of course.
He's been grafted.
He had that one tune and then, like, he's just been strength
to strength. Boss, everything gone.
I can't hate on a man that's just gone from strength to strength and he's just, like, got it out of the mood. Yeah, but I'm saying, yo, how have you just, like...
Yeah.
How has it happened so cleanly? And then when you think about the tune that really got him... Like, that really exposed him and made him go clear was because he done that Doja tune.
Yeah.
And really, when you think about it, you're thinking, okay, how, like...
How did that happen?
Well, that's the kind of thing that works, though. Like, it's not even about being the most talented and whatever.
But even so, it's like, I see people talking, and it's like, Central C's clear of Stormzy.
I heard this topic.
And it's like, people saying, Central C's bussing charts in countries that Stormzy can't even dream to. Yes, because Stormzy's a big black man.
Stormzy's doing a world tour. I just want to point that out. That's not a little man thing. You know?
See what I'm saying?
Like a world tour. That's not a little man thing.
What time, man? Just to point out when Adrian brought up race.
But I'm just saying. But anyway.
Because people will downplay the world tour thing, you know. Like
I think Storms is sick.
I'm right, the guy, you know. Like,
I didn't even know there was a comparison with Storms in Central C. Central C.
You know, Twitter has like Twitter has stupid everything discourse.
Like that. Yeah.
Like, it was just one of them in it, but like, it's a.
But is that conversation on Threads?
I was gonna say that's why we're trying to.
Oh, you think you're still trapped?
Threads has got a bit more sense.
Are you on? You're on Threads.
Yeah. I'm on both. I only wanted to.
You on Threads? No Threads. You know I tread?
You're active on Threads, though. You are. You're active, you are.
Me, I tread, you know.
You're active, you are.
No, but I heard Threads, they're not letting you go. You can't delete that shit.
I think they're going to fix it, but that's how they're keeping you there.
That's how they keep you there. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, I'm not fussed because, like, in terms of my engagement, like, it's just easier.
Yeah.
And I find it, like, because it's at the early stages, it's a bit more free. People who have massive followings and not getting a like on their state, their things.
Yeah. Because
you're a big time influencer.
Not me. I'm saying some of these big time ones.
Nah, I hear that. So it's leveled the playing field a bit. One thing I like about I seen someone like I can't join Threads because who I am on Twitter and who I'm on Insta are two different people.
Mm.
Facts.
Wait, you said that as well, innit? Yeah, you said it. For me, I'm the opposite. Like, I want to be who I am on Insta. Like my Twitter me. Is more football, Chelsea, boom, boom, boom. I want to be Insta-me, so I'm happy speaking to more people. Insta-me is me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Insta-juice, yeah.
Twitter-me is replying to Chelsea bots and Man U accounts and that. Like
Insta-juice is a wild guy.
But I'm a wild guy.
Like.
I'm wild, guys.
Juice, yeah, like, he's a very wild guy.
Nah, I ain't wild.
Let me say that. I ain't
wild.
But what are you saying about Threads?
I ain't wild. Wait, till we get the OnlyFans account. Threads, I feel like it's early days. You can't even post a GIF on there yet. So when you can post GIFs.
You can post a video.
I ain't got videos.
Yeah, I posted a video on there today.
Of yourself?
No.
Of what?
It was me putting pre-workout into my drink and it was a boomerang. It's going down. It's come back up.
That is yourself.
That's not me.
Okay, sorry, your own video of like you.
That's not me because I wasn't in the video.
Okay. Well,
but you couldn't see any of my skin or anything? So it was me?
It's yours. It doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter. It don't matter. I was saying, like, can you just, can you post a GIF or like content that's not yours, whatever, there's a word for it.
Repost the content or
like, something like that, yeah.
No, nah, not yet, not fully like that. If you save the GIF, you probably can.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So I found myself saving a GIF. I was like, nah, I ain't gonna be that guy to save a GIF and then.
Why?
Because a lot of work for it's a lot of work for a thread. Nah.
I have a meme folder.
A meme folder.
I don't have a meme folder. However, there are certain memes that are, like, you know, saved on my phone. One of them is like, you know.
I feel like I know where to find the memes.
Do you know that woman that was on Coronation Street where she's looking for the
curtains? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she goes, that one's saved. That one is saved. Yeah. Get me? But sometimes, apart from that, I kind of like use like meme generators.
To make your own?
Yeah, to make my own. In the group chats. It's hilarious.
Damn.
I'm mean king when I need to be. You know?
Meme generator. I remember that. I was like 2014, 13, and that. It still works.
Certain ones. Certain ones, you got it.
To blow the dust off the.
Certain ones I have to. Like. I'll show you one later, but I can't say the jokes right now.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Threads.
Episode one gets cancelled.
It's alright, man. Threads is alright. I'm alright there. And I think that because it's so accessible and interchangeable between Instagram.
Yeah, makes
it so much easier.
You know, when I fell out of love with Twitter a little bit when you couldn't put your, you know, before you could post on Instagram and then share it to Twitter and it was like the picture was still there. Mm. But that's something now I have to take a separate picture and upload it to Twitter. I don't want to deal with that. I just want to literally, I've done it a few times now. I'm Fred. What's the word? Fred. If I'm Fred something. Mm. I tweeted something on Fred.
Knitting.
That's not the word.
Threads.
That's horrible though. I saw it. But now I posted something on Threads and then I can just press add to story. I knitted something on Threads and then I can just press add to story.
So you're a knitter.
I'm a knitter. no.
But yeah, carry on.
Yeah, no, I like the seamless. I like when things are seamless and you can just share.
It looks so easy. Like press, you can share it. Share go straight YouTube to Instagram and it's got a background of the Threads. Your thread comes on, and then you can go back to Threads.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much more accessible.
You just need to get more people using it, like, confident with it. Like I said, a lot of the influencers that I've seen, like, the engagement's not the same, so they're going back to Twitter, but...
I don't know. I think it's just...
Like, I see people posting their threads on Instagram.
Yeah.
Why not just keep it on Threads? Why are you posting your threads on Instagram?
Sometimes so more people can see it.
Because it's really funny.
More important.
You know when you like join up to Threads?
Yeah.
So, cheers. Do you know when you join up to Threads, do you keep your same followers or do you have to start from scratch?
You can.
So it gives you the option. If I take all my following from Instagram to Threads, they have to accept and nudge go.
Yeah.
And is that if they...
Yeah, and that's good though because the bot accounts aren't there yet.
Is that if they join
and the OnlyFans links aren't there yet.
Yeah. Which one? What's not there yet? I didn't even catch it. What's not there? What's not there? I didn't catch it. Am I missing? I might want to.
No, because he doesn't know what I said.
I no idea. I heard you say bot accounts and then you said something else.
No, I said the OnlyFans links aren't there yet. And I said it's alright.
But OnlyFans ain't even really good like that. Ain't even got its own app. If OnlyFans had an app.
OnlyFans.
That's
an idea for you.
Let's not.
Look at Juice now. Juice sitting there thinking.
No, I'm trying to think of it.
Juice sitting there thinking OnlyFans.
No. I'm thinking, no. Let's move on to the next topic. But is it too soon to get onto Hugh Edwards? And do we want to go from OnlyFans to Hugh Edwards?
Who's Hugh Edwards? Who's Hugh Edwards?
BBC presenter.
BBC Giza.
Oh, okay, so yeah, I've seen this. BBC's been hiding the pedophile trap horror.
Another one.
I don't know, something.
It's like...
Allegedly, because...
Alleged. But the thing is, you know what?
Allegedly, I didn't back
you. You know what? My man...
Hugh.
had his cheeks out apparently.
When he had his, he had
you know
his
the man
out.
That's on the news, BBC News.
White and, man squarehead.
Yeah, literally that. Yeah. Literally.
They got bare squareheads on BBC.
So basically,
yeah.
So basically, he
isn't he like Welsh?
Probably.
I don't know.
I feel like they. Yeah. But he had his batty cheeks out allegedly. On the internet.
To who though?
Apparently, allegedly, it was to an underage boy.
Was she?
Oh, was it a girl? I don't know.
I think it was a girl.
I don't know. I seen cheeks and turned it off to me. I didn't want to delve into the story. Man cheeks. I don't delve into man cheeks though. I don't do that stuff.
But the thing headline, is, I tell you what's mad though.
No, it's one on Sandra and no diving.
I'll tell you something, yeah. So the wife was watching Wemnium?
You read what?
Jeremy Vine.
Oh. Is that?
That Jeremy Vine geezer that talks in the morning on TV shows. And basically, yeah.
Could be anyone.
After his show, there's another one called Storm. Storm something. Yeah? So, Storm's had her show. Storm had her show, yeah. It's not Stormzy.
Oh, from X-Men?
No.
Stormy Daniels?
No, definitely not. Definitely not Stormy Daniels. Not early morning time.
Sorry,
not morning time, yeah. So, Storm's on there now, doing her thing. And basically, the woman that was there, it's like, the way she was speaking, it's like she was backing him. And I'm like, yo, you know him, you know. And I can tell you know him. I know you know this Hugh Edwards geezer. And the way you're talking, it's like, you're not sitting there defending him, but you're saying, oh, leave him alone.
Yeah.
I'm like, leave him alone. If he's got this, he's got this, da-da-da-da-da. They should do their own investigation. But the thing is, yeah, she's basically saying, yo, don't you go into it. Let the BBC deal with it. But the thing is, yo, BBC, we're hiding Jimmy Savile for years.
Yeah, we don't trust
They're him. Hiding Rolf Harris for years. You get me?
Who's Rolf Harris?
Didgeridoo, bro.
The Australian geezer, bro.
And
but you don't know what he was painting.
Art Attack?
No, that's what's his name?
Neil Buchanan.
That's
that
it.
That name's ringing a bell.
Rolf Harris, man. He had the glasses.
Funny mustache, white hair.
Yeah.
Did he have a puppet?
No.
Or animal or something with him?
Nah.
No. I know you're on about though.
Australian geezer. And he's the, like, did a something that's all.
I think I know you're on about.
That's it. What kind of kangaroo down was he doing now?
What for the BBC though?
That Donner, yeah. Him.
Oh.
Him.
I've been doing him since he's alive.
He just died the other day.
Swear on.
Yeah. And he was doing some funny business.
I listened for time.
So basically, they were hiding him as well. Know, you get me? They were hiding him as well, though.
Can I say rest in peace or is he a bad guy?
No.
Yeah. Too much weirdos, bro.
And the thing is, this girl is talking like as if, like, it's, oh, just leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. And then this kind of culture is what is the badness. That's the carries on the badness. Because you got people like, oh, don't talk about that. We talk about this. And it's like, yo, if he's bad, he's bad. If he's done wrong, everybody talk the thing.
Okay, I didn't do any research into the Hugh Edwards thing, but I just saw that it was checked into a mental facility.
Yeah, his wife said he was.
What? Hugh Edwards. Yeah.
His wife.
Hugh Edwards.
His wife said that he's checked in it and he's
because of this or.
But on my point is like, so, okay, cool. So this has come out. So you're thinking, your publicist probably said, yo, this is peak. What can we do?
Yeah.
Mental health.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not well. Boom.
Now, but did you see the picture, though? With back cheeks?
I didn't look at no picture of my man's back cheeks.
No one's seen the picture of back cheeks?
That's you. Only you're the one. You're the only guy who's been searching this picture.
Because I said he did no research for all his videos.
No, you know what happened?
Man's there as the only
I saw the batty cheeks, and that's what made me not research. That's the first thing I saw, batty cheeks. I searched Hugh Edwards.
Fam, you're talking like batty cheeks on the front of like every paper, just there.
I searched on, when you search on Twitter, it shows you things. So I searched Hugh Edwards on Twitter, and I seen batty cheeks, and I said, yeah. Yeah. And literally, when you see the picture,
juice put in.
It looks like someone that's not well.
Juice put in. Hugh Edwards, batty cheeks, no joke, no facts. No facts needed.
Out of context.
I don't know. I just feel like if I'm sending, no, forget it. It just wasn't a good picture. It wasn't. It was.
Send me what?
Send me what? Land.
Okay. If you're gonna send a picture to a love interest or whoever, nude. If you're gonna send something to someone, you're gonna make it look sexy, innit?
Fam.
Wait a minute. Let's reconsider how you wanna do on a landing.
You see what I'm saying?
I just feel like. I mean, okay, I know you like seeing the picture.
I've not seen the picture. And I don't desire to.
There's literally no effort. There's no It just looked like someone.
Just sitting there looking at the picture, thinking he didn't even do a good job. I could do better than that.
not even I could do better.
Not even I could do better. You get me? Juice is there trying to direct him. No. You should have cocked your butt out like this.
No, put it this way.
I don't want to put it anyway.
Just hear me out.
Let me produce you.
And because you ain't seen the picture, you can't really relate. But literally, if a girl was to send you a picture of her bottom now, she's going to make it look sexier.
You think?
Versus, basically, the picture looked like he just did a doo-doo, got up, looked in the toilet to see what was in there, and someone took a picture. I'm going to find this picture, because it looked like he was checking doo-doo. Like, it did not look like he was trying to seduce nobody. And you don't need to. I gotta find it now because you lot will understand what I'm talking about.
Do not show me this picture. I don't want to see this picture.
The podcast ends with me.
Get me.
I'm finding a picture.
Yo, we need to go.
Someone sent it in the group chat.
What group chat? You in?
Our group chat. It must have been subs.
No.
Who's that? Sub sent.
Sub
sent. Fam, sub sent. 10:29.
Nah, they're subs.
Look, just look at the picture, man. For journalistic whatever. Look at it. I don't want to get it on camera.
This is like Bird Box. You know, Bird Box, the man's opening his eyes.
Right, look at this on, man. That's.
I'm not looking at the man's batty.
Come on, man. It's not even get.
I'm not looking at this man's batty.
Yo. What is that? Can you see it, Tim?
Man's forcing us to look at a man's batty.
It looks like he's.
No, I don't want to look, fam. I don't want
to
look.
The picture looks like he's sending it to his GP. Like, yo, what is this freaking hemorrhoid? Like, that's what the picture looked like.
Yo, Juice is sitting there forcing man to look at a man's batty.
For the sake of the pod, yo. For the sake of the pod.
Now he's trying to gaslight us. Get me.
For the sake of the pod, look at the cheeks.
I'm not looking at
this
man's cheeks.
You see the cheeks?
No.
You're scrolling, aren't you?
No.
10:29 today.
No, I'm not looking. Yo, he needs to just, like, you know, move. He does.
It looks like, from that picture, it looks like the mental health issues were there from before, to be fair. Because if you thought that was turning anyone on, I don't think. You see it?
Yeah.
It don't look sexy, does it?
See, I ain't looking at that.
No, it looks like.
We don't look like he's trying to be sexy. No.
Tim's gone out his way to look for this man's body.
For journalistic purposes, what's the word?
We're journals now. You know what I mean?
Come on, it looks like
allegedly
he's walking across. Like it looks like his wife is on a Teams call.
Yes.
And he doesn't know what's going on. He's just walking.
Honey,
across.
Where's my trousers?
Yeah,
it's Thursday. I gotta wear underwear.
Yeah, and he's been spotted.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like.
You see, he's got it.
I'm not looking at it, fam.
Only cheeks, you know. So not that deep.
So only cheeks.
Not that deep. It's
are
only
you
cheeks.
Trying to show that off to a prospective girl.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I ain't done no research. I just know what the cheeks look like.
That makes it sound worse. This geezer is just out here just searching his man's cheeks for no apparent reason.
The group chat.
Anyhow.
It's a bit mad.
Allegedly, because I don't know what's going on.
Rest in peace, Rolf Harris.
But you know what?
Can we not do that, fam?
Okay.
We ain't doing no rest in peace, Rolf Harris.
Okay. Well, what did he do? Like the same as Jimmy Savile, man.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I ain't gonna lie. What's wrong with you, man?
Yo. You know what's mad? Okay. Can I just ask him something now?
Yeah. Ask you, Tim.
Segway. Have you finally watched Spider-Man?
I can confirm that.
Okay.
I have watched Spider-Man.
Now.
Across the Spider-Verse.
In our test episodes that you guys probably can hear but you can't see.
Yeah. Free test episodes. They're quite
so
good.
Tim couldn't.
You're on our Patreon.
Yeah, Tim couldn't.
And OnlyFans. Tim be on didn't
see it. Tim didn't see it. But me and Juice have seen the film. So what do you think of the film, Tim?
I think the film is fantastic. You know what? It's one of those films that I like how they've built up the... I'm not going to call him the baddie. Spot. Into the last installment, what it feels like. And to be honest, it's one of those films where I was watching, I was expecting it to have an end, but it just felt like it was all middle.
Yeah, I hear. That's, and yeah.
Supposed to be like that.
Because when it ended, it was like, I'm ready for more still. Yeah,
literally.
You know what I mean?
Literally.
That's what she said. But,
Steve, this geezer's throwing me off. Did the film?
Go on, get it together, man.
Did the film make it seem? Some people said, the film not racist, but they made it. It was like the way it was written was a shout to people. Because, like, you see, like people who read comics here. You got a lot of different people.
I read comics.
And they are very stuck in their ways and like closed minded, a lot of them. And because Miles is a character, a lot of them were like, nah, we don't want a black Spider-Man.
People said
that. What do you mean? Get to your question specifically. What is your question asking?
It's like, so with the character of Miles, people weren't comfortable of there being a black Spider-Man. All they know is Peter Parker. That's all they know.
Yeah.
That's all they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, the idea of the Spider-Verse itself, you got loads of different ones.
Yeah.
You got different Spider-Mans. You got Miles, you got Ben Reilly, you got Miguel, you got
the cool guy.
You got loads of different.
The Indian Spider-Man.
You'll see.
Yeah.
He was a bad boy.
And because of that, people don't like it.
Even
Gwen. Now, because.
Yeah, Gwen too.
Because Miles is such like a. He's a big character in the whole thing.
Massive.
A lot of people don't like it. So, obviously, when he came out, a lot of people were like, yo, we don't like this. We don't like this guy. We don't like it. We don't like it. So, obviously, some part of it was that because the whole idea of him not supposed to be in there, him not supposed to exist, him being like, you know...
Oh, so you mean like it's a meta-commentary?
Yeah. It's a meta-commentary. So, basically, him being that guy that nobody wants, that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way they're writing it in the film, but they're basically saying, nah, he's supposed to be here.
And the thing is I agree.
Is that your...
No, it's serious.
Oh, is that a...
That's like proper, because the way that they write things in a lot of comics, they're making a point. And especially, you see, bro, people who read comics, some of them are mad weird and different, but they're setting the ways. And because they want their Spider-Man like this, you get me? And I think that's the reason why they do so many different things and try and change it.
That's pretty good. That's a cool commentary, that is. I like that.
The thing is, like,
that's pretty cool.
With the Spider-Verse, what I thought was so good about it is the fact that it's so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you do have Asian representation of a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got
women.
Not only just like a black guy, he's not just black, he's Afro-Latino.
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
And then you got the
intricacies in like
what's his name? Him,
Holby.
Holby.
He's
another black one.
But even though he's supposed to be from New York,
he's English.
What? No, he's English.
His character is actually supposed to be from New York.
No. He's from English. That's long. That's spider talk. But we'll do this another time. But the film was good, man. I enjoyed it. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Really great film.
It took you like nearly a month to like even watch the film.
You think about. Thing that I want to watch it again.
Me and Juice, like, you know when people, you know that meme, that black guy is.
Miss Boggy was doing La La La, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, La La La.
Literally, have you not watched The Flash?
No.
No, I heard it's poo poo caca.
Yo, I caught a gr- great sleep during that film. So, I ain't slept good like that in a while, you know. I ain't gonna lie, yo.
Man was sleeping in the film, you know.
That's, yo, I got a great, honestly, great sleep to a point where I think I woke up. And then, you know, when you wake up, he's like, oh, I've missed. Yeah, no, it was Vexel. I woke up, I was like, oh, yes. And I missed
half an hour left. All right.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
It's just boring. It's just boring.
You know what?
It's just boring.
I started.
It's just weird. I don't get what. Doesn't all the.
DC.
Nah, like all the compartments of. The, like everything's there to make it a good film. But yeah. For some reason, it's just boring. Pop, yeah, it's just boring, man. I don't know.
No, it's,
the acting was good. The story, like. It's just boring.
It's,
I don't know.
It's shot. It's made for a 12A audience.
Yeah.
And to be honest.
Them kind of things terrible. They're getting passed out now.
It's terrible.
I hear that.
It's terrible because like nowadays you're better off making a superhero film that's more mature than
recorded
than based for kids.
Sorry, can I move on?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You like listen to Gunner's album? Yes,
I haven't listened to it. You know.
Yeah. Listen to it.
I haven't listened to it.
Why? Because he's a snitch.
Yeah.
You gotta look past that, man. Music's
why am I gonna look past it?
Because the music's incredible.
I don't care.
No, that's a bit much.
Man's a rap.
It's a good music. You don't like
rap? Rodent.
Nah, man.
Nah, you call him a rodent, all right, yeah. But let's be honest. If he wasn't involved in any of that type of behavior, what is he gonna take the rap for?
Why? Why did 6ix9ine?
I was gonna say, you gotta keep the same energy.
You gotta keep the same energy.
Nah. With 6ix9ine was getting people. He was playing up to this bad boy persona, and he was actively trying to. He was profiting off it, streetwise, as in that he thought he had cachet. He thought he had what's the word? Pull. He could do what he wanted. Whereas Gunner is he says whatever, but Gunner's pretty chill, isn't he? He's not really like a bad man.
What I'm saying. You can't be shouting YSL, X, Y, and Z, da, 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 and then you're in court saying, is YSL a gang? Yes. Can't do that.
That's why you're not listening, for real.
I don't listen to you.
It's a good album.
Because of the snitch allegations.
Until they left out Thug, I'm not going to listen to you.
Oh, yeah. Did you listen to Thug's album?
Yeah, that was all right.
Bits of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some, I think there's too many skippers a week after Gunna. Mm. Yeah, just kind of step on it, to be fair. But Gunna's album... Probably the album of the year so far.
The year?
So far.
It's a good album.
Well, I don't know. What else has come out? I feel like nothing's really caught on.
It's been a very poor year.
You know what? Album of the year for me. Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, yo. Even that, like, that's what's getting the most listens in my car at the moment. That one and the Gunna album.
Across the Spider-Verse is the only thing new that I've listened to. I'm trying to really think. Is there anything else I've listened to that's brand new? No, not really.
Well, Mac Ayers, yeah, listen to Mac Ayers.
I do like Mac Ayers.
Right. Listen to Comfortable Enough. New album. It's about a month or two now. A month or two ago.
I'll check that Mac Ayers thing still.
I think it's compared to the third album, it's a bit more like you have to give it a bit more time.
Live with it.
You know what I mean? But once you give it time, it's like, yo, I get it. This okay. Is it, man.
Mac Ayers,
man.
Lil Uzi got a new album,
Pink Tape.
Yeah. I listened to it. It's the first number one.
I listened to
hip hop album this year.
Is he alright, or is he actually getting punched up by his girl?
Who? Lil Uzi. Getting punched up by his girl.
Making jokes about it on Twitter, and I'm like, is he actually alright, or is he like I just want to make sure, and like we're striving for equality here in this 2023. I mean, so I just want to is he all right? Because
don't matter, is a man.
Yeah, because I seen a video. Oh, it don't matter because he's a man. Because apparently, she went to look like she was gonna pick something out of his head, and my man flinched. So everyone was like, "Yo, she's at home beating the shit out of this nigga." And I was like,
"She might be.
Is she? And are we gonna do anything about it?
We're not gonna do nothing about it.
We're not gonna do nothing about it because it's a man.
Right. Nah. Just so we know.
Do you care?
Am I allowed to make jokes or not? That's the. I don't really get it.
You know what? I know it sounds bad, and I know this is going to be so bad what I'm going to say.
Here we go.
Right. So today, I know I shouldn't make jokes. I'll tag juice into it.
Killer Mike's album's really good.
Okay.
Need to listen to that
as well.
Yeah.
So this Dele Alli thing.
And Don Toliver's album is really good. Sorry, yeah. I think that might have came out last year. Yeah. But the Deluxe, yeah, that's what I've listened to.
I like Don Toliver, but I'm not paying 40 bands to go see him. Sorry.
I see. I was gonna, and then, as you know, and you don't have the money at the time.
Yeah.
And then I had the money, and I was like, okay, do I want to give it to Don? You know what I mean?
You don't want to give it.
Yeah.
You got bills.
I know. But yeah, I do love the album.
Mac Ace is coming in as well to Bro.
Yeah.
You know, he October. Came out a couple of years ago. I think it was like last year or the year before, and like I didn't know anyone knew about Mac Ayers. So I didn't go because I tried to tell people, like, Mac Ayers. Everyone was like,
Mac Ayers. He's like, cold.
It's nice music. He's saying, you watch the Dele Alli.
The Dele Alli thing.
Yeah.
Now,
I really enjoyed watching that.
You shouldn't enjoy watching.
I just feel like I've never heard from Dele Alli before, so it was good to hear. And you know what? No, go on. I say what I'm gonna say.
I think. It's insightful, but at the same time, I think, you see the media, it kind of like, makes them, they annoy me. The media really annoy me because it's like, they basically say, oh, it's so sad that this has happened to him. And it's on so many outlets. I thought it was a bit, I don't know, man. Like, you see me, like, when it comes to things like that, I'm kind of like, yo, like, I've scrolled on Instagram, and even Fabrizio had a post about him. I'm like, bro, this is not transfer news.
Yeah.
Like, so what are you trying to say? Like, everyone's leapt onto it, like.
Yeah. For me, it kind of, like, is a bit, not, they're making a serious point, clickbait.
I think Adrian's like, yo, that's mad, you know. But whatever, we confirmed Rice.
And this is it. I'm like, I'm literally sitting there looking at it thinking, yo, you, this little outlet isn't the one to be out there saying, we stand with Dele Alli. When a few months ago, you were sitting there saying, oh, it's not working out for him in Besiktas. This, that, and the other, they're cussing him. And the thing is, yeah.
Oh, look at him, needs another balloon, don't we?
Yeah. And it's like, a lot of the time, I look at the press and I think, yo, like, these are the same guys that will kick you down. And they don't know what's going on, but they'll kick you down. And when you come out and talk, they're like, oh my goodness, we can't believe this is happening. But why are we kicking him down in the first place? At the end of the day, you got to realise that players don't go crap overnight.
You know,
it's like Lingard as well. It's like, I look at it and I think, like, because players don't go crap overnight, the way that the media make it out, is like, just, it makes me sick, just the way that they can try and now leap to the defence of him. You get me?
It reminds me, like, yeah. You know, like, in school,
it's distasteful, yeah.
You got the youth that, like, they got the youth that, for some reason, they act bad.
Mm.
They act out, they do whatever, and then the teacher's like, get out of my class, where? But then they go and speak to them, they're like, so, what's going on? Oh, I've got such and such going on. But if you've, like, if you spoke to him before, like, try to find out what was wrong rather than just reacting to how they're reacting, show a bit of empathy.
Oh, yeah. I think, really and truly, it takes a lot, or it takes moments like these for us to, and I say us generally, to realise that footballers are actually humans as well. Mm. So this is, like, without bringing up mental health and that, it's like, oh, yeah, these guys are paid bare money. And they're playing football, which we all wish you could play football. Yeah. So you're playing crap. You should be playing better for how much money you're making and the life you live in. So we're going to kick you while you're down. Until you start talking about mental health and trauma and that kind of stuff, then it's like, you know what? I can relate to that as well. You're not just a footballer. You're actually a human. But it's like, it takes that to bring that side of it.
Yeah. So like, I'm 100% with that. But so you see, like, in that regard, yeah. Like we're saying, like, footballers, and like you're saying, like, footballers are, like, you realise they are humans and that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, is it, like, so, like, in everyday life, some, like, you might go to Tesco and the checkout lady is just taking mad long, but she's, like, don't laugh so
hard. Nah, for real.
Like, but, like, she might just be having a bad day, innit? But then you might get Bex, yeah, and be like, oh, yo, the checkout lady ruined my day. I've missed my bus because she took long. Da-da-da-da-da. But, like, she might rather just be having a shit day, innit? Like, you don't know what's going on in her life.
We don't care.
But I'm saying, are we, like, affording that grace to everyone?
I hear that.
It's kind of, yeah. Because
obviously, it's just a thing that people have to work on in it is just being compassionate in that way. It's like that meme in it the other day where the guy was like, where that guy was being mad deep, where the guy like walks past the camera and the guy's
Oh, yeah.
Just walk past like the shit. And then the guy goes into that deep spiel about, oh, but everyone's got things going on. And it's just like, try to be more present and just understanding of what everyone else has got going on. But at the same time, like someone like me, all my dislike for Dele Alli is just purely footballing reasons.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll run an agenda on a man just because one, he plays for a rival team, like the rival team like that. So I don't like him. And like, also I've never been his biggest fan, but at the same time, you're going to get a lot of people now that are saying, oh, this is why you should just never talk about anyone. But it's like, now people want to use it as an excuse to say, you can't criticize anyone or you can't.
So basically you're saying judgment. You want to carry on criticizing Dele Alli. You're a monster. You are absolutely a monster. You are a monster.
I think...
I hear you.
The way that people are...
Because there is a flip side, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to... He's basically saying, like, oh, now he's done that, we all have to...
Yeah, now you're saying, like, we have to be nice to him all the time.
Yeah, we have to be nice.
It's like we're saying, are we just going to be nice to everyone all the time? You can't tell people that they're crap. Yeah. Or like someone's going through a bad spell. Like, even football, you're going to go through a bad period, a bad form. Yeah. So you're saying, someone has bad form, we're just supposed to, like, put up with the bad form. Like, it's not, like...
Well, no, but there's just ways about it, isn't it? Like, you don't have to call him, like, a...
The guy was ass for 5 years straight.
Yeah, but he was in rehab, man. Come on, man.
He's only rehab, like...
No, that's what I'm saying. He was addicted to sleeping tablets and that, man.
So now,
I guess this opens up the topic more to the point of, like, it needs to be okay if people just say Wagwan early doors in it.
I think, personally, you see, with football, if there's one thing that it opened up, was when it comes to football, yeah, like, this should be, I know it sounds funny, I know they ain't going to do it, is like psychological assessment.
Facts.
In terms of what the person's, like, been through. And really, you see those players, you see Haaland, yeah?
Yeah.
Players like Haaland, his dad was a footballer. All he knows is football.
Football players aren't normal, you know. Yeah. Like, you know, their whole lives just revolve around football. Like,
yeah.
Once you remove them from football, they know nothing about nothing. Like, imagine, like, you're a footballer. Like, when you actually deep it, yeah. Like, if you're a successful footballer, you know nothing about nothing, fam. Like, you
the
scored.
Money. You'd have
if
no
you've gone from academy level, do you see, like, how consuming football is from academy level? Yeah. Like, to how, like, bad that can be for kids if you don't make it.
Yes.
You've gone through that whole period of, like, right, I don't know nothing outside of football. But then you actually make it. You make bare dough, yeah. You play. Remember, you're doing football pretty much 7 days a week. Like, you're not doing anything other than football. Then when football finishes, yeah. Like, what do?
You go to Saudi Arabia, become a manager.
I was going to do that. I was going to do the Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard.
I don't know. You know.
Tell him.
tell him then. Nah, It's a weird one still, because even though Dele Alli has came out and, you know, given us the backstories as to why his form has dipped in that, you're right, footballers should still be open for scrutiny. Like,
I think it's just finding the
middle ground. Like, don't go too far.
I think a lot of the time...
Don't call him a dick, just call him a prick.
I think when it comes to, like, his situation, he's one of the ones, like, which spiraled out of control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, the club, realistically, if you see the documentary All or Nothing, Tottenham.
Yeah.
There's obviously people going to turn around and look at Jose and say, yo, you were talking to him like this, that, and the other. But Jose don't know.
He was right.
Any of this.
Like, contextually, like, if you want to look at contextually.
If you look at the context, what's happening there, he's right. Yeah. Jose was right. But people will try and point the finger because I saw it put on the news today and I was like, what's that? That's got no relevance to what he's going through right now. Now, the thing is that every player should have psychological assessment because at the end of the day, yeah, they are investments.
Yeah.
Every single player is a massive investment. They can sell a player for £120 million because Chelsea will buy them.
That's going to mess with your head.
It's like, if you're walking around with that value, you are worth that amount of money. Yeah? So it really... does
it's gonna mess you
pay
up.
For the cost of the club to put all their investment to make sure you are okay and firing on all cylinders all the time. 100%. Now, psychological assessment needs to delve into every single thing you've been through in your life. They get paid. These doctors and psychologists can get paid enough money to do that. Big now, facts. Because of that, things like this can be delved into. I get it, people might say, but they won't want to talk.
I was going to say, that's the whole point, though, isn't it?
But the point is to give them that option. They're a private doctor. They're not going to sit there talking to people. And they've got clients.
No, remember, Dele Alli came out and said, oh,
he didn't want to talk.
Yeah, he didn't want to speak.
I get it, but the thing is, it's like people have to look at this situation and say, yo, you don't want to turn out like that.
Well, yeah, so I think Ali's trying to say, like, I've spoke, hopefully more people speak out and it's okay to speak kind of thing.
But the club needs to take more responsibility. They've got money.
He did say that Everton have done really good. Really good with him.
But he was playing badly before Everton. It was at Tottenham. Tottenham really should be sitting there saying, yo, what's going on? What is going on? Because it's not physically, he's the same person.
But everyone saw it, though, because everyone would have said, all right, what's going on here? Like, there's something that's knocked his confidence. Everyone said there's something that's knocked his confidence. What's going on with Dele Alli? You can't come out and light up the league, light up the world of football how he did, and then, like, go so cold so quickly, And everyone's saying, raw, what's happened to my man? To the point where it went from, all right, we're going to give him some grace time now, For, like, all right, how long is my man going to be, like, going to underperform for? And, like, to then everyone's just slating him because he's slipping lower and lower. He's gone from Spurs now to Everton, then Everton gone on loan to Besiktas.
Yeah, and came back.
Well, see, I think the issue is, though, it's the spiral. So basically, it was with Poch and doing well, and then Poch left, and I think he said Mourinho was next. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mourinho came in, and I don't know if Mourinho was the reason why his confidence was knocked, but his confidence was knocked for one reason or another.
Yeah.
But then it spiraled from there. It's like, okay, he's gonna drink more and lose the world and whatever.
Life ain't easy, man. Like for footballers, like it's not especially easy. like saying even like down to like knowing, these men paid 120 mil for man.
I'm going to bang every game.
I'm worth 120 mil, fam. Fucking niggas mean, fam. Yeah. I'm worth. Do you know who I am? I'm worth 120 M's.
True.
I'm worth more than your entire life. Like your worth. Life. Do you get it? Like you're not gonna make as much money as what I'm worth to this.
That's true.
Like that's mentally gonna like mash. Like,
it does. Mash. It does. And it's a lot. That's what.
Well, I think it's the flip side of that though. I'm worth 105 mil, and I'm not living up to it.
That's
the knock.
The duality of all of it, though, isn't it? Like, there's always, like, you got the people that can live up to the pressure and want the pressure, and you got the people that are like, I don't really know.
It's kind of like, because the situation that he's in, a lot of people need to see what their investment is about in terms of the club. And with the way that fees are going now as well, you have to, because, at the end of the day, it's all going to end up on a balance sheet. How you end up, because I think Man City won, is it 290 million for winning the league?
Is that how much a year?
Something like that.
And they got like 14 Arsenal, million on FIFA.
Arsenal got 240 mil.
Yeah.
For
winning the league,
for coming second.
Hello, Dell.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is the reason why each player is an investment, bro.
What you're saying makes probably the most logical sense, and I think that is probably something they should campaign for, because everyone, making sure that everyone's mental well-being is like making sure that you're physically capable of even just operating at such a high level.
Because it's just being like that.
A psych assessment, it only makes sense because that's a lot to deal with.
I mean, okay, realistically, I'm pretty sure they must have some sort of psychological evaluation at a football club. They have, after big losses, they'll have therapists and psychologists like to get you over big losses because it is an emotional rollercoaster.
But you got to realize you're thinking of like sometimes that more old school teams. Like you're right, yeah, okay, cool. That was a psychological assessment.
You're right. Football clubs. I imagine there's some sort of doctors and psychologists and.
I guess it really it's just part of recovery, isn't it? I guess to really just chat in it because even if you have a psychological assessment, if you're holding the weight or something like that, it's not necessarily a thing where you're gonna be like, well, yeah, this.
I'm glad that he spoke, and I'm hoping he's got that off his chest and like he's got it off him, and he performs again.
I'd like for him to return to football. Like I'd like to.
I want him to do well. I mean, just not for Tottenham.
Turn it around.
Yeah, I mean, it's mad because it's like, okay, who do I not want to see do well? I'm not that kind of person. But say there was someone that I don't want to see do well.
Yeah.
You don't want to see them do that bad.
Harry Kane.
No, no, no,
you know
no,
what
no.
I mean? Yeah, okay, so Harry Kane. You don't want to see him bang for
Tottenham. I want to see Harry Kane do anything.
You don't.
Kane,
we don't want him to see him begin.
You reckon he's going?
Yo. Yes, Reaper.
And like.
Wagwan.
Yeah.
We got yourself on the release.
Yeah.
We got.
Yeah. Good, man. Good.
Yeah. That's 11:30, isn't it?
Is it 11:30?
Should have been.
Yeah, hope to see him do well, man.
I think, as I said, yeah, hope more teams take heed to it and kind of learn from it. And
I think to get off the topic in a bit, but I think it's on the player. I think more players need to speak up. You know what? You see Mason Mount.
Mm.
If he thought he had it bad at Chelsea and the Chelsea fan base. The United fan base are going to kill him.
Well, United ruin players, you know. Like they're actually
the fan base
savage.
Are going to kill. If he doesn't, and he's way too inconsistent for that fan base. If he doesn't perform, that fan base is going to kill him. If he thought Chelsea was bad, so.
Number seven as well.
Yeah, and he's took that. Seven. Like, I know he's got a big personality and big personality, but literally, that's a lot.
Seven.
It's already a lot of weight to play for Man United. Now you're going to take the seven.
Do you know when they announced it, like I'd noticed that there was hide in the kit number in all the like all the initial announcements. I said, no, please.
I heard they were going to take off Garnacho. I said,
God, no. Like I seen all the announcements, I said, there's no way that they've done this. I said, I had a feeling. Then I seen that, Mounts. I said, wow. He's like, it's not like, what made you think that he's going to be like new number seven? Like,
not to wish anything bad on a player, but like, Not to wish anything bad on the player. Not to wish anything bad on the player, but I think, yeah, a couple of years' time, he's going to be like, yo, my mental health.
He's just going to ball out.
Fam, it's so much pressure.
Yeah.
So much pressure. He's going to sit down and say, yo, he's going to sit down with Neville, say, yo, things are bad.
That match. Outlet.
Or
that match for me.
He could rise to it.
Hopefully he rises to it. Not too much, though, because he plays for United. But hopefully he rises to it. But it's going to be tough for him now, man. It's going to be tough.
I don't really rate Mason Mount anyway, man. I don't really rate him like that.
I rate him, but
he's got like bundles of technical ability, but I feel like in actual like practical situations on a football pitch, all he offers is energy.
And technical ability, but I think United.
He does not exhibit any of it. Any of Mason Mount's technical abilities never exhibited over 90 minutes. Like,
is that you?
Mason Mount over 90 minutes, you'll get gassed that he's ran about bare. What,
technical ability?
Impressed.
Yeah. And the energy in it.
Like, I got the energy. Tasmanian I ain't got the technical ability.
Tasmanian Devil.
I got the energy, though.
Taz on the pitch, yeah. You are.
Kind of, yeah. You could say that. I'm not that aggressive, though, to be fair. I'm a runner.
Kante Jr.
That's how I'm kind of modelled my game off Kante.
Kantaz.
That ain't even that funny, though. Like,
Kantaz.
Yeah.
You're Kantaz.
But yeah, man. Let's start to wrap up. How long we been podding for now? I've lost track of time.
Yeah, Kantaz.
Yeah, man, that's...
Hour and a half, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Man, that's all right for them. That's all right. You guys are right with that. That's
cool. Okay. All right. Just to, wrap things up. Let's get it rolling and get out of here. 4 minutes on this camera. Okay.
Yeah. Anything we want to blast through quickly in these last 4 minutes?
Anthony Joshua and Dylan White. I'm not really sure. These men are just there to make money.
Big facts, not really rating it.
It's just, at the end of the day, everyone gets it. Like, yo, for the fact that Tyson Fury is fighting...
Oh, shocking, Francis. Horrible. That's yucky.
And it's like, that's it's just yucky. Money. It just shows, it just for me, it just shows that the heavyweight division is just making money. It's
boxing's in the toilet. Boxing is making money. The toilet.
And
the
fact,
shouldn't be.
And to be honest, you know what?
It's in the U-Bend, fam.
No, it's not. We've got Crawford Spence,
Fair dues. But it doesn't matter. No, but the thing is, yeah.
Then we've got Canelo, Charlo. In September,
That's good. That was a good fight.
I'm not boxing, against these.
It's not in the bin. The heavyweight division.
It's in the toilet.
He's in trouble.
The heavyweight division's in the toilet.
It's in the bin. It's in the toilet. But, it's been flushed.
But I keep on saying it. The person who put it there is none other than Mr. Fury himself.
Of course he did.
Oh, you don't think it was Eddie Hearn?
Is shucking and jiving. All he does, yeah, is sit there, come with all the big talk and don't sign nothing.
That's also what he does. Because
all the big talk, he basically stokes the fire and then he just comes out of it and he signs this thing with Francis because he knows his belts won't be up for grabs.
Can you box?
Hey, Francis.
No, can you box?
Not to that level.
No, can you box?
Can me?
Yeah.
I boxed off a man's head.
Should we save the heavyweight division?
Box off a man's head. He's not going to do white and Fury.
Yeah. Heavyweight division saved. White and Joshua. I'll try not, you know. I think I can take.
Yeah, try not.
I could take Fury.
Yeah.
In the boxing camp. Right.
Just to be like... I'm there like this. I'm throwing in three towels.
That's your white bed sheets.
Nah. I'm wearing white shoes at Fury. Leave him.
Give me 12 weeks, yeah. Give me 12 weeks to get locked in.
I'll get the Crocs and throw them in there. Leave him.
Give me 12 weeks to get locked in. Oh, pictures. Give me 12 weeks to get locked in.
12 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 12 years.
All right. I should have heard here first. Who we got to shout? Eddie Hearn. Who do we need to... Someone's people shout our peoples.
I'm down. Eddie Hearn. Frank Warren.
No. Eddie Hearns.
Hearns. Warren. Juice wants to fight Fury. We'll see what happens.
Nah, not first, though. Not first. Give me someone else first. What was my man? Lights can go. Dubois. Nah, not Dubois.
He'll box your head up. He'll crush your head.
Nah. Let's go, man. Let's get American guy. Brazil. Yeah, I can take him. I can take Brazil. Nah, I got this, man. 12 weeks. 12 weeks, fam. I'll be up and down Willing All Roads.
5 a.m. rims and that.
Just see, I'll put your money on me if you want to mix them anyway. That's what I'm saying.
All right, you won't even get close.
Give me 12 weeks. Well, yeah, man. Yeah. That was
I'm there with the white
hard
flag.
Food podcast. You remember that?
Leave him.
Make sure. Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah. Pray for Juice.
Twitter, friends.
When it comes out of his cold, man.
Nah, 12
when Juice comes out of his cold, me, yeah.
OnlyFans. I'd do boxing, yeah.
You do what colour?
Any colour. Brown colour after school.
Okay. So, we'll talk about it off cam.
Wait, what, me and you?
No.
Oh, is it?
No. Anyway, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay, like, share, subscribe, you know how the thing goes. So, obviously, we're back. Make sure you share it. Make sure you like everything. So, love, blessings, hard food, done.
And if you ain't shaking ass.
Yeah, he's talking about
keep,
that.
Keep
that
in green
talking
circle.
That Hugh.
What, Hugh? Yeah.
He's still talking about Hughes.
Yeah, imagine you're following Hugh Edwards on Instagram and you see the green circle pop up. You're like, I wonder what Hugh's trying to share. And then you click and see that.
Yeah. Man. The fact that you didn't even consider following Hugh Edwards.
You get me?
Nasty work. Nasty work.
It's nasty now.
You need help.
But before this, it might have been an informative follow.
It might have been an informative follow.
Yeah, let me follow some BBC News presenters.
I did not expect this.
Allegedly. Bless. Wow.